Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 9:07 as CBS and KMWX have been reporting. Railroads and rail unions are still at odds over a new multi-year contract. One of the main sticking points, sick days, a possible strike deadline is looming next week.
Congress has gotten more involved this week with the House voting yesterday to force the unions to accept the contract, sending the deal to the Senate to consider. So what happens next? Well, joining us on the Quiver River Guest Line is CBS Radio's Linda Kenyon. So, Linda, the contract resolution passed overwhelmingly in the House. Was bipartisan, but will it be as easy in the Senate?
Well, in the House, as you say, was overly bipartisan. 290-137 was the final vote. 79 Republicans supported the measure. Now that it goes to the Senate, things are a little bit more sticky, in part because the House passed the bill in two parts. One was to avert the rail strike, and two was a separate measure that would add seven paid sick days for rail workers, which was a main sticking point for the workers and why four of the freight rail unions rejected the original contract. So the Senate is trying to figure out now how they're going to bring up the two separate measures. I actually just spoke to the Senate cloakroom before this call, and just to get sort of an idea of the game plan on the floor today. And they said, well, the best they can give me is for an ETA is that it will be sometime today. So that is about as good as we can get. We do know that there are some Democrats who may not support this measure because they do not believe that Democrats should be interfering in union negotiations. While other Democrats are saying, look, we have no choice. We don't want to have anything to do with affecting labor unions. We're pro-union. The president is pro-union. But this really gives us no choice, and we have a 1926 law that says we are empowered to stop a railway strike. What are the Republicans going to do? Well, for example, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, he says he's going to vote against the legislation. He says there's no reason why the Congress should impose a deal on railway workers that they've already rejected. He also wants more time. He says he wants to talk to workers before deciding on how to vote on the issue of additional sick leave, which would be the second part of that two-part bill, or perhaps a separate bill altogether. So we don't know how he's going to vote. We're thinking he's going to vote no. The prospect of him wanting more time isn't really a starter right now, because December 9th is when the rail workers are planning to go out on strike, and that could affect the entire economy.
Well, let me throw a few sayings at you. Hell freezing over, strange bedfellows. You have Josh Hawley and Congresswoman Cori Bush, progressives and Republicans on the same page here, it would seem, over the sick leave part of this. Cori Bush saying in a statement yesterday, every worker deserves paid sick leave.
Right. And we have Senators Bernie Sanders, Sherrod Brown, and Elizabeth Warren all saying that they are not going to support this deal. So strange bedfellows indeed. And, we're just going to have to see how this plays out. But right now, the Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Schumer, is hoping that he can get some Republicans to cross party lines to pass the deal to make up for the Democrats who are not going to go along with it.
What about the unions? What are they saying as they watch these negotiations? Because one of the cuts that we just heard on CBS News was the concern is this is taking away the right to strike for these workers.
Yeah, and they're concerned not only for their own unions, but for labor in general. So, yes, this is a very sticky situation. I think we're in a picture right now in the Senate, and as we were in the House, where a lot of Democrats are kind of going to have to hold their nose and vote because they don't want to interfere with the labor unions, and they don't want to put a chilling effect on future labor organizations and organizing activities.
That is Linda Kenyon with CBS News. Linda, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.